welcome back to The Green Away. We are recording on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to traditional custodians of country and elders past, present and emerging. Today, we have a bonus episode to debrief on the RIA conference held at the ICC in Sydney this week. The industry is in the midst of a massive change, with many grappling with what to do next, and RIA unveiled a new roadmap to help investors and companies deal with the new landscape. Here to discuss the event and what happened on the ground is Director of Media at FS Sustainability and Money Magazine, Michelle Baltazar. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Rose. Glad to be here.
So for our listeners who maybe were not able to make it to the conference, tell us, what was the mood on the ground?
I would say there's serious FOMO, definitely, if you are a sustainability professional and you didn't make it to this one. It was time well spent for me. There were more than 700 delegates on the ground. Mm-hmm. And day one and day two were just jam-packed with amazing sessions.
Absolutely.
So I would say next year, didn't make it this year, make sure you're there next year.
So Michelle, what stood out to you?
Plenty of sessions were really kind of high quality presentations. But I would say that what stood out to me was, number one, the session with Peter Chun, who mm-hmm. is the chief executive of UniSuper. He talked about how the amount of money that's poured into their three sustainable investment options jumped from $3 billion a decade ago to now $15
billion. Wow, that's a significant jump.
It is crazy. And it does say that this is not just a trend. This is not going to go away. Mm-hmm. People are definitely putting their money in sustainable investing options. The second one that I thought was interesting was this focus on talking about scientific data mm-hmm. and how that would underpin a lot of the kind of investment analysis that people will be doing moving forward. Mm-hmm. And finally, I'm sure people won't be surprised when I say this, but AI also got a mention. So mm-hmm. people were very excited about the AI session.
Absolutely. The data is so important and AI is an emerging risk. And RIA did launch a roadmap for those two areas. So stick around later and we'll talk about that. What stood out to me at the conference is that ESG is much more than just climate. So we saw topics ranging from First Nations cultural heritage protection and untapped investment markets to, of course, greenwashing. Greenwashing dominated the conference.
Yes, I saw that it was the morning session, right, of day two.
Yeah, there were two sessions on greenwashing. Yeah. The figure that stood out to me was $3 trillion. Michelle, that's how many sustainable assets there are under management right now.
That is crazy. It's a lot of money for sure.
And if even a fraction of that is greenwashing, that is a significant concern. ASIC Chair Joe Longo reinforced the watchdog's tough stance on greenwashing. There are two acts you need to be aware of, the Corporations Act and the ASIC Act. They prohibit false or misleading statements. And Australia's mandatory climate reporting regime is looming large, so it's more important than ever to be prepared. ASIC has issued 17 civil penalty proceedings against greenwashing and $230,000 of fines. Now, that's quite a low number, isn't it, Michelle?
It is. I mean, $230,000 when you're talking about fund managers with like multi-billion dollar asset bases, it sounds a bit low.
It does sound a bit low, but Joe Longo said that, you know, they're not out there to shoot people trying to do the right thing. They really just want to encourage and move the market in the right direction. And one of the big topics when we talk about greenwashing is, of course, nature. Michelle, you watched those sessions, didn't you?
Yes. So I highlighted that in the program. It was the session around biodiversity and how NGOs or civil society organizations, CSOs, work with fund managers. Mm-hmm. I was blown away by the kind of collaboration happening out there. This one in particular that they talked about was between Federated Hermes mm-hmm. and the National History Museum in the UK. collaborating to form a biodiversity fund. So I thought that was really interesting.
Mm-hmm. And they kept, you know, they backed up a lot of data and samples about biodiversity, right? How many was that?
An insane amount of data. So we're talking about 50,000 samples across so many countries and a total of 80 million specimens, if you can even wrap your head around that number.
Wow.
So there's this kind of movement towards getting consistent data, getting high quality data. And I think, I mean, I'm sure you'll agree with me on this, but about standards or the standardization mm-hmm. of how we talk about things.
For sure. And that data piece is so important. I mean, that sheer number of samples that they took, I mean, especially when we are in the face of massive extinction, that's really amazing work. Well, let's not forget the S in ESG. There's been a long focus ramping up, gender, racial and ethnic and LGBTQ plus inclusion. Mm. But at the conference, there's a big focus on disability inclusion. There are 4.4 million Aussies living with disability. That's around 20% of the population. Wow. And 90% of those have invisible disabilities. That is a significant proportion of the population, right?
I mean, we don't even talk about it, right? I mean, mm-hmm. even if you're outside an ESG conference who talks about disability, there's a lot of stigma. People are ashamed to talk about it because people might think, well, you shouldn't be paid more or maybe you're not as productive. But I think you wrote a news article about this where, on the contrary, it's an untapped potential for the economy to really like explore.
Absolutely. Companies and investors need to be aware that it is a very important issue. People with disabilities are employed at a 30% lower rate than the general population. And why that's important is because we're missing out on that huge resource of talent. And it is also going to boost the economy significantly if we can increase that representation in the workforce. People with disabilities stay in jobs longer, make fewer workers' comp claims, and are better managers. So it's so important for companies to start implementing those reasonable adjustments to attract that talent. Again, you hit the nail on the head when you said that there is a lot of stigma around this topic. There is a fundamental lack of data around it.
Well, I know that a lot of people around lunchtime, by the way, great catering, mm-hmm. were talking about that session in particular. So I thought, well, given that other conferences wouldn't cover it, it's kudos to RIA for giving it that kind of space.
Absolutely.
To be discussed. Yeah.
Yeah. So to wrap all this together, we really wanted to point out, you know, that data, definitions and standards, those are the pieces that are the most important when we talk about ESG in 2024. So if you're feeling a bit lost and confused, don't worry. There's resources on our website, and also RIA launched two roadmaps to help out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the new Sustainability Classification Initiative. And there's also a new AI toolkit to protect human rights and also protect companies and investors from those emerging legislative, reputational and financial risks. And you can read all about it on our website, fssustainability.com.au. Michelle, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Tune in Tuesday next week to hear all about ESG and sustainability jobs in 2024. Salaries, career tips and more with Simon Gavalda of KZN Recruitment.
The Green Away podcast is a product of FS Sustainability, a show about people, the planet and investing in our collective future. All information in this podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. The Greener Way podcast gives listeners access to information and educational content provided by discussing numerous financial sustainable options and our featured guests. It is not intended as a substitute for professional, legal, or tax advice. The hosts of The Greener Way are not financial professionals and are not aware of your personal financial circumstances. Before making any financial decisions, you should read the product disclosure statement and, if necessary, consult a licensed financial professional. For more information, head to the disclaimer page on the FS Sustainability website, fssustainability.com.au.